I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Sudan faces multiple problems, even though a peace deal is still intact. The issues include genocide in Darfur, an emergency food and housing crisis because of returning refugees, a long rainy season, and the expansion of Islam. Persecution Project Foundation's Matt Chansey says the time is now for Christians to be involved, as many relief groups have been forced out.
We're ramping up our efforts because we believe that Christians need to show our brothers in Sudan that governments and NGOs may fail them, but God will continue to provide for his people through the ministry of his church.
Elsewhere, we find reports of witch doctors being used to influence Tanzania's recent election. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says the practice has proven troublesome for their missionaries throughout the continent. That's especially true when sorcery has been employed elsewhere to influence political office. He adds it's a culturally accepted practice, even among those who may call themselves Christians.
We're beginning in our churches in Congo to start back over again with salvation and bring in the idea who God is and how sin came into the world and the awfulness of sin and what you're delivered from, and trying to tie that into our evangelistic thrust.
And the Bible League's Tajikistan director is asking for prayer about a shipment of New Testaments being held in customs. Officials dispute the need for the scriptures, and they're also imposing a huge import fee as well as charging storage fees while the shipment is detained. Because the situation is drawing attention, the director is in danger. He may become subject to many unpleasant meetings with government officials. So please pray that God would make a way to get the scriptures to the Christians in Tajikistan. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.